We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Yul Vasquez. Yul from Midnight, Texas. Yul, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm hanging out here in New York City where it's a bit of a blustery day.
It's a blustery day in Pittsburgh, too. You wish you were in California. But first thing I'm going to say, Yul, is I loved you in Seinfeld. I'm sure that you get so many people that approach you every day. The ribbon, or it was one of the best characters. I think that they have these Seinfeld characters that do these one episode things, and people never forget them. And I'm sure that you've never been forgotten for that character, were you?
No, man. I have to say, no matter how many projects I do, and inevitably somebody will be like yesterday I was at the airport, you know, in the UK, and somebody goes, "Hey, mate, you're that guy from Seinfeld." I'm like, "Yeah, man, that's me." It's like, it's just the power of that show, the power of television, that show had a long reach, you know?
It does, and it keeps airing every day. So your character, even though you'll do so many more roles, will constantly be running over and over again. It's kind of neat and cool because it just will always be part of that. You'll always be part of that Seinfeld family in some way. That's what I think.
Well, you know, thank you, man. I also happen to be in two of the most controversial, one of the most popular Seinfeld episode ever, and then the other one was the most controversial one, which was a Puerto Rican Day Parade episode. There was controversy involved with the cat. I mean, it was cool. The whole thing was cool.
All right, Midnight, Texas. All right, tonight's season finale. You play the Rev. Tell us, first of all, your character, and then what should we expect tonight?
The Rev is probably the oldest inhabitant there of Midnight, Texas, and he's sort of the moral compass of the town. He has a secret which was revealed in episode 2, where during the full moon he turns into a were-tiger. That's something that he deals with, that dual nature, you know, the violent. He's a man of the cloth, becomes a man of the cloth because trying to reconcile those sides. Tonight, you know, slowly the season has been building into this Bale fraying, you know, and this demon coming. And tonight, as they say, the proverbial poop hits the fan. it's going to be, people better put their seatbelt on because it's a hell of an episode, man.
Well, here's the interesting thing about your character. Would you say you're good or evil? You said you're a man of the cloth that then now has this superpower. Would you consider yourself a heel or villain? I mean, a villain or a good guy on this show?
He's both. That's the thing. That's the conflict. He is both, and he realizes that he is both. So he fights so hard to keep that other part of him in check, you know, to make sure that when he turns into a were-tiger, that nobody gets hurt, you know. And it's when people mess up and let him out that people get hurt, you know, which happens in episode 2. But he's both. That's the interesting thing to watch, is a person who is conflicted completely about their nature.
We were talking about the fans of Seinfeld. Talk about the rabid fans of Midnight, Texas that were into the book and are into this series and how involved they are social media wise. That's the thing that is so interesting about being on a show like this. Am I right, Yul? They're very interactive.
Absolutely.
They really love the show and they want to see it keep coming, going.
Well, they're super interactive. We actually live tweet with them every episode, and it's the first time I've ever done anything like that. And it's just wonderful to meet them and to hear their comments. And they know these books better than any of us do. I mean, they've studied them. I mean, it's incredible, and I love. Because here's the thing, these are such genuine fans, man. You know what I mean? That it's as authentic as it gets. You know, they love the stories and they love the books and they love the show. You know, they love us on it, but they love the show. They love the characters and what Charlaine created. So when they say, like, oh, that's how I imagined when I read it, whatever, years ago, I thought, oh, this, the reverend would be wearing that, and you really did that. And I was like, it's so, it's mind-bending to me, you know. And they're really just cool people, man. They're really cool people. Yeah, they're smart, and they have great comments.
Right, and I'm gonna tell you one thing, Yules. The network executives need to watch not just the ratings, but social media. It's great you guys are live tweeting, but honestly, because people stream it so many different ways, it's hard to really see now, especially with your audience. There are people that don't watch it when it airs. They watch it other times.
Correct.
I think that network, this is my take from the Emmys last night, is look at the shows that are not airing exactly at the same time and are streamed so much that are getting all the awards. I think that everyone has to really understand the power of social media, the power of streaming, and all those different areas. Don't you agree?
Well, you're 1,000% right. And I'll tell you what I've noticed from tweeting live with them is fans are saying, NBC, you better renew this show, because if I invest in this, which I really love, and you don't bring it back, I'm going to be really, really angry. And fans are starting to say, do not make us watch something and then yank it away from us. You know,
yeah.
And it's an amazing power they have. You know, people are getting fed up of, like, something coming on for a season. They're like, oh, we love the show. And then they're like, well, we're not going to do it anymore. And they're like, but maybe we invested a season. We gave you our time. We got into the show, and now you take it away from us.
And I'm putting that out there because I what I do, Yules, I put every one of my interviews for Midnight Texas, I had another guest on, in on all the fan groups on Facebook with the interview. And I see the interaction from the fans every day, lighting it up on Facebook. And that's the thing. And I hope for you that it continues, because it just give it some time to develop. And it's a great show, and it's a cult classic. It's kind of like what I get frustrated about Heroes. I was such a Heroes nerd, and I was so disappointed when it finally ended. I wish that those kind of shows can stay. And those fans are a little different than the corporate America 40, 50, 60-year-old generation. And that, and everything's changing. Everyone streams on Facebook now. It's a completely different animal. So let's put it out there.
It's a different animal.
Yeah, completely. And that's, I'm glad we brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Listen, we win our demographic. Our plus 6 and 7 numbers, whatever, are through the roof, man. Like, you know, we trend every time. I mean, it's the fans are going bananas for the show. And I'm going to tell you, the fans are going, there's going to be a riot. There's going to be a riot if you don't renew the show. Fans are like, people are just getting tired of it. You know what I mean? They're like, man, you take away our shows.
Exactly. Well, let's hope not for you. I want it to continue. Best place we could tweet you tonight, live tweet. Where can we go, Yule, on your Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Yule Vasquez. Y-U-L. VAZQUEZ. And tonight,
awesome.
Fans can, if you tag hashtag Ask Midnight Texas, you can ask all the questions you want. We're going to open it up. There's going to be a live tweeting party happening in LA that some of the cast are throwing, and it's going to be like very interactive. So I encourage everybody and you to come on there and just hang with us, man.
We will. And then the last thing, Yule, can you do the one impersonation from the Seinfeld episode? Anyone ask you that? Do the ribbon real quick. You did not want to do that one. That's so funny. Remember that part?
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
Love it, Yule. You're the man, man. Take care, okay?
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Peace.
Good luck, man. Take care. Bye.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.